envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insights. Tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Hey guys, and welcome to episode 5. Today we're going to be talking about what about your friends. But before we get started, let's run our disclaimer. Disclaimer. This podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future. So today we're going to talk about what about your friends. And hi, everybody. I'm Brandy. And to my left.
Hi, I'm Taria.
And to my right.
I'm Sam Frazier. What's up, guys?
So, guys, let's talk about these friends.
Let's talk about them.
So, on our docket today.
How many of us have them?
Friends.
Ones you can depend on.
So, on our docket, friends. When we're discussing these type of friends and what type of friends we have, we're going to talk about understanding the different types of friendships, going into business with friends in a healthy way, dissolving a business with a friend in a healthy way, when a friendship dies or transitions, how do you handle it? And then when the friendship ends and you just want to be petty and salty and you start defaming or slandering them. So let's go right into it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Understanding the different type of friendships.
Okay, so what are they, guys? Like, what are the different types of friendships?
Okay, I'm going to start with the basic one. Acquaintance.
Oh, that's not a friend.
That's not a friend.
You don't think that's a...
No.
No, that's an acquaintance. That's a homie.
Okay, I take mine back.
Yeah, I think you got... So you got different types of friends for different things, right? Like, right. You got your fun friends.
Your drinking friend.
Right.
Oh, my shopping friends.
Your shopping friends. Your best friends.
Then you have, like, your best friend. Now, see, your best friend to me is the person that you call when you committed a crime and you need for them to help drag the body. Like, if they wouldn't drag a body for you, they ain't your best friend.
Meaning, you know where the bodies are buried, too, as a best friend. Too.
Yeah, as a best friend.
You know where the bodies are buried.
Correct.
Because if I go down, we all going down.
Right.
So but, does your best friend have to be your childhood friendship? Like, friend?
No, because I don't like mine. I'm putting it out
no,
there.
No, I don't like mine. You know what? I actually have, throughout the process of growing up, you collect, like, more friends, right? So, like, your friends from childhood, then you have friends from college. Mm-hmm. You have friends from, like, my sorority. Then we have friends from law school. And, you know, each of them, we have a different experience. You know, like my line sisters, only we have our own separate experience that we can only relate to, which brings a different dynamic.
So then do you have best friends in each one of those categories?
I do. I do have people that I'm closer to in each one of those categories. Hmm. Do you guys?
Yeah, I have a best friend. We went to law school together. We actually met in law school.
How many best friends do you have? Like,
I only have one.
Really?
I have zero.
Yeah, I have
you
one.
Don't have a best friend?
You don't have a best friend? I swear I thought you had a best friend.
First of all, I can guarantee you somebody thinks they're Taria's best
somebody
friend.
Somebody out there
now, they're
thinks
like,
that they're Taria.
So I think I just hurt somebody's feelings.
You did.
Because somebody out there is thinking they're your best friend,
yeah.
Girl.
So, okay. We're rewinding. I may or may not.
Okay, so we rewind to replay the same thing. Taria does
not have a best friend.
I do have a best friend.
Do y'all prefer having males or females?
I have a lot of male. I have a male best friend. I have a few male best friends, and I have male best friends.
You say you have one best friend. Now when we talk about male.
I have one female best friend. Now she know where the bodies are buried. Uh-huh. Everything. She know where
she
know that.
You drag the body.
She gonna go off of me as she dragging a body at the same time. She'll help you. She gonna help me, but she gonna be mad, going off, cursing me out, and everything else.
Yeah, cause I love having a homeboy.
Me
it's
too.
It's just so much less drama.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, I think, so you have the, you know, the girls, they're on social media and they all post about how they don't want female friends.
Yeah.
And how they can't stand the females and they don't need a female friend.
Now, hold on now.
They're on there.
You need them though.
Because I feel like you need a female friend.
I don't trust a woman who doesn't have any female friends.
I agree.
Because that means you can't get along with women.
I agree.
And that means that you'll sleep with a married man. See, I know that I jump from one thing to the next, but I believe that in my spirit.
Now, and like, to rewind. That's another topic for another day.
I got hot.
The reason why is because if you don't have female friends, you don't follow girl code.
You don't need a female friend to follow to
because
know.
Because a girl,
you don't know girl code.
She, one of her homegirls might have broke the girl code. That's why she don't have female friends.
You don't need a girl.
And then she don't follow.
You don't need girl code. The Bible says no adultery.
Don't sleep with a married man.
You don't need Bible code for. You don't need the.
All these people don't be reading the Bible.
Well,
like
they
that.
Should. They went to Sunday school. So
not all of them went to Sunday school.
Oh, well,
or BTU.
Well, the Bible says that you have
the Bible says.
One anyway, husband to one wife.
Back you know? To friendships. And Taria not having any best friends.
Right.
And male friends. So
you have to go back. I have a lot of close friends.
That's good. I remember when I was in law school and I went to visit my cousin in Chicago. One thing she said was, as you get older, you will count your friends on your fingers. Sometimes it might be on one hand. So as I've gotten older, I have noticed that I use the term friend loosely. Mm-hmm. And just because I call somebody a friend also doesn't mean that they are my friend. They might just be an acquaintance or an associate.
Ooh, I'm loving your growth. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Brandy will say, that's my friend.
Yeah.
And I will say, that's your acquaintance.
Yes. I will say this. I have a lot of close and best friends. And I have not, knock on wood, I haven't really lost like a friend.
Like, oh, I'm quick to lose a friend.
With some like drama or some portrayal.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
I'm saying like there are people who I were close to and we just kind of like didn't keep in contact, but it wasn't like an issue, you know, like beefing. Yeah. But I mean, friendships have transitioned.
Can you say the same?
I've beefed.
Really?
I had beefed.
And I'm going to plead the fifth.
I have good.
I love it.
But see, I have good friend radar. Like, I can meet you and know we ain't going to vibe.
But sometimes.
Because I don't really
still,
like people.
I'm still giving a hypothetical, so I'm still pleading the fifth.
Okay.
Sometimes you could have a really great friend radar, and then said friend could act up in the middle of that friendship.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, because when you are choosing a friend, right, you are looking to the person's character. Character doesn't change. Now, you may have a bad moment, but if you my friend and you start telling everybody my business, see, there were indicators that led up to that.
I agree.
Right?
That's true.
So, like, when she got mad at somebody else and she started telling all her business, see, that tells you what type of friend she is.
But, you know, you try to give people the benefit.
Mm-mm. See, that's the problem. I don't give nobody
you
the benefit
let me finish.
Of the doubt.
You didn't even let me finish what I was going to say. The benefit of the
I'm
doubt.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's what them, some of these females said that they don't need no female friends.
Because of her.
Because
I
was cutting
them
cut
off. Okay. You're right.
And don't get no benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Okay, so.
But, no, I think sometimes you want to give the person the benefit of the doubt, right? So if we're friends and somebody who is not a fan of Taria, and it's surprising. There's actually might be a few people out there that's not a friend. I know that's kind of surprising to you guys.
Not really.
I went to law school. I went to law school with you.
You're probably gonna lose some friends right now.
I said do. I mean, I have really close friends.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying was that, you know, sometimes people can come in and try to, give their opinion as to who your friends are, right? And so, well, Taria's, you know, she doesn't have best friends. Clearly there's something wrong with her because she doesn't have best friends. Look at her character. You want to give that person the chance. You want to be able to not take what everybody else is saying to heart and see who that person is, right?
Correct. But I just think that, like, for the mere fact that, for example, if we were becoming, like, close friends, right? And you say, I don't have any best friends. Well, that lets me know one thing. You honest versus you just being a fake person and just saying, oh, this girl my best friend, when you know in your heart of hearts that ain't your friend.
But has she told these people who think they're her best friend, though?
Now she has. Now they know.
If now
they
don't she has know. Told our followers and subscribers.
So we're going to turn our attention now to, you know, if you take your friendship into a business.
That's what we're going to do?
We are. We're going to leave that best friend topic alone because you're trying. You're trying to get me in trouble.
No, we're not starting
I feel
anything.
Like Captain Hook on the little plank. Y'all about to kick me off.
No. It's fine.
So if I want to go into business with my friends,
Well, are we friends? Are we in a business together?
We're in business right now.
Yeah.
What advice would you give people who say, listen, I got this really great idea.
I need a contract.
I want to start a jewelry line.
Paparazzi?
Yeah.
Do I need a contract? Because I know these people, you know, they come to my house. We're on Instagram together.
So I would
we
suggest.
We Instagram friends. Facebook
I would
friends.
Say, like, my mommy used to tell me about marriage. Look deep before you leap. Okay, so it's the same thing because going into business together is nothing but marriage, but you make money together. And so I would suggest that you look to the type of friend outside of them being your friend. Like, I have some really great friends, and some of them we will not do business together because our business philosophies are different. Or the way we approach our work is very different. My work ethic is a little bit more constantly, like, working and thinking and stuff like that. So if you know that you're like that and someone is a 9-to-5-er, like, they shut off, you know, or they want to put their business, you know, me and my husband, we got to go do this. We got to, you know, then that may not be the best business partner for you. I was in a partnership. She wasn't really like my friend, but we did go to law school together, and it didn't work just because we had two different business philosophies. And then also ensuring that you have the same vision. That is very important, because your friends can be your friends, but you may not have the same vision. I have some friends, all they want to do is be married, be a mama, and go to work. And that works for them, and that's great, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if we went into business together, it wouldn't work because I want to do this and build this business and this brand, and you really want to go home and make dinner for your husband and kiss your kids and go to bed and get ready for work in the morning.
Yeah, and I think you bring up great points, especially about, I was going to say, the mission statement, you know, sitting down with whoever you're going to be with and saying, this is a great idea. We're going to be multimillionaires from this. But how are we going to get there and kind of planning it out? And then, of course, since we are lawyers, putting some pen to paper and making everybody sign and give up their firstborn, whatever you have to do so that you're covered.
Draw blood.
Yeah, so that if, you know, the business doesn't work out, how do we separate cleanly where everybody can walk out smiling and, you know, not have too many issues going forward?
And I mean, and that's just smart because you can do a partnership agreement. You know, you don't have to go as fancy as an LLC. Well, depending on what type of business you're trying to do, you can do an LLC, which you
What's
can
an
file.
LLC?
Limited liability company, where you can file with the Texas Secretary of State. I think it's around about 325. And with that, that's just protecting the company files under liability versus if you get sued. Per se, then the company will get sued and it protects your assets, then them going after you individually. However, if you do a partnership agreement, that's kind of different because then that person can come after you and the partnership individually.
Unless you have an LLP.
Unless you have an LLP. And that's pretty much.
What's LLP?
Yeah.
It's a limited liability partnership.
But that is only for. No, I'm thinking of the one with the professional one.
Oh, no, that's PLLC. Yeah. That's a professional limited liability company.
For, like, lawyers and things. So, basically, before you go into business with your friend, definitely put pen to paper. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you have the same vision and the same line together. Just like, you know, us here, when I put this podcast together, I knew what I was doing. Because not everybody got an invitation to sit at the table.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You chose me? Oh, you chose me.
So am I your best friend? Do I have a best friend? Oh.
The awkward laugh. Right. When someone doesn't want to answer the question.
Me and Taria go back since law school. She knows she my boo, though. She was my mentor in law school, so we are close friends.
She did not like me at first.
I did not.
She did not like
me. I did not like her at first.
Okay.
But, so they definitely make sure you're on one accord, like the church say, on one accord when you go into business. Because you don't want to, when your business dissolves, because it might dissolve. Anything can happen, you know. Mm-hmm. You can move out of state, or you can decide to, y'all might decide to have different views. One might want to, you know, have a family and stay at home and cook for the family, while the other one still wants to go pursue, you know, the business. So you have to find a way to dissolve it, and you want to dissolve it amicably, not ruin a friendship behind it, not hating each other. Correct. So there are ways that you can dissolve a business and still keeping a friend. I know, like, the small business section of the Houston Chronicle has a great way on how to dissolve a business. And your steps on doing that is review your agreement that you have with each other. So whatever, if you have your partnership agreement, if you have an LLC. I know with the LLC, though, you had to file with the Texas Secretary of State, I think, to terminate it. Mm-hmm. You had to do another filing to terminate it. But you would have to, if it's just you two, like two people, friends, then you can just agree or disagree on dissolving, or you have to bring it to a vote. And, you know, it could just be as simple as just drawing up another agreement to say we're going to dissolve it.
Yeah, and I just want to go back just to talk about some things that if you do want to start a business, some considerations that will help you if you need to dissolve it later is dealing with, like, the business property. If you have to buy certain things or furnitures or get into leases and or buy a building or something, that you deal with that in your partnership agreement, how you're going to handle that, how you're going to pay for those things. When new income comes in, how are you going to handle, you know, the income or the profit, and when do you expect to turn a profit? Creating a business plan. A lot of people, so many people skip that step because they're so excited, and a business plan can be very mundane, and a lot of people just kind of skip that step. But the business plan shows you exactly where your business is headed. And sometimes if you are doing, if you're creating a business with a friend and you do a business plan, you will learn very quickly whether, how much this person is committed to the business plan, whether you have the same vision, whether you have the same objectives, and whether you agree in the way in which you execute those objectives. You know, starting a business is the same thing as going on a road trip together with your friend. You know, you got to put it in the GPS as to where you're going, and you want to know where you're going, how long it's going to take to get there, and how much is it going to cost you in order to get to your destination. So those are just considerations that you want to keep in mind when you are planning your business.
So because you had a firm where you were working with someone else, what would you say for the business property aspect of it? Would you say, you know, you hope that it works out. You hope that y'all are together 30, 40 years. But if not, do you split purchasing the copier or rent? How do you handle?
Well, I think it depends on what your profits or what your capital is, how much the business is bringing in. How you initially deal with it when you're starting out, I would suggest either one, it depends on if you took out a business loan, then you guys take out that loan. You purchased it with the business, and then you reimbursed your yourself once the business profit comes in, so that you can treat everything, the business, as it's an entity, how it's supposed to be treated. So even though you're in a partnership, always treat your business like it's another person. And so you always pay your business first, and then you pay yourself out of the business. I think a lot of times, and even I made this mistake when we started out, is that we paid ourselves and we tipped the business. Right? Yeah. Right? You don't pay your business a tip. You pay your business, and whatever your business has left over outside of the property that you have to pay for, the leasing agreements or anything, then that is your profit. So I think going in, if you're dealing with the property, I don't think it's a good or bad way to do it. It just depends on financially where you are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going into business with a friend and you each say, hey, we're going to take $4,000 and we're going to put it in our business account, then you need to put in your agreement that I'm initially investing $4,000. Once we're in the black, we will be able to draw up to $4,000 back of my return, if that's something that you want to do. Some people just go out and they don't put any money in the business and they just buy the property. Okay, but then you still need to have something in your agreement stating who owns what. Like, if everybody owns 50-50 and if it dissolves, what will you do with that property?
Right. And I think especially the percentage comes into play. I was working on a case once, and it was a partnership, and we deposed the first guy, and I said, what's your ownership percentage? And he said, 100%. I deposed his partner. Mm-hmm. Partner says, oh, we're 50-50.
Mm. Oh, they didn't have a writing?
I don't think they did, but you know what I did. I said, you know, funny thing happened the other day. Your other partner said it's at 100%.
Yeah.
And his face changed so quickly because clearly they had not had that discussion.
They didn't.
And they had been together forever. And so I think, you know, coming in and making sure that that is in writing, if we're starting at 4,000 and I only have, you know, 10%, I only can bring in $400. That should be in writing so that if it ever does dissolve, then you can get back your $3,600 and I can get my
$400.
And I'm take 4,000 out.
Right? Another tip that I would suggest is considering life changes when you're creating your agreement. Like, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. example, if you are married and you start a business, your business interest is community property. Meaning, if you get divorced, that person owns an interest in that business. And a lot of people, when they're drawing up their agreements, don't deal with the business interest. And then when the person gets divorced, depending upon how profitable that business is, the other person who isn't married to that person doesn't feel like they should have to buy out that person's interest. Mm. Or they can't afford to buy out that person's interest. So that's just something to keep in mind. If it is a profitable business, when you get married, that business could be community property, depending upon when you started that business. Also, death or disability. You need to deal with issues if one of your partners becomes disabled or if something happens and they can no longer participate in the business. Who gets their shares or who gets their voting rights and things like that? Those are things that real life happens, and we kind of don't deal with those things. But, because if that person dies, that business interest is part of the estate as well.
Then you would hope that because we're on friendships, that the friend would understand where you're coming from. But I think starting going backwards and saying, you know, make sure you have the right character and the right person has the same goals as you do. And then go ahead and get in writing just in case your friendship transitions or
correct
or but switches.
If, but what if me and my friend fall out? What if she then slept with my man or she defaming me on Instagram and talking about me like a dog? Then what do I do? Because I want to get out. I don't want to do business anymore. We ain't friends. I can't stand her. Like, what do we do?
Oh, so like if you want to bring a defamation lawsuit?
Yeah. Okay. Like she
we love here. To sue, right?
We dissolved our friendship. I don't like her. She don't like me. But she over here on Instagram, Facebook, talking bad about me, lying and stuff. What do I do?
Well, first you got to figure out if you have a defamation case to begin with, right? So defamation is not just someone went on Instagram. It has to be more than that. You're making a false claim about someone, but you're fully aware that what you're saying is false. So just because I'm talking about Brandy, I don't like her red hair. That's your hair is red. There's no defamation.
But
you know,
I'm offended because you just told everybody you don't like my red hair.
That's not enough to have a defamation. So you have to be fully aware that whatever you're saying about that person is false, and you knew that it was false.
So, like, for instance, that whole Jordan and Kylie thing. Mm-hmm. She kissed Tristan, but the Kardashians went over there and told their story. They gave their side of the story. And Kylie went over there and reduced Jordan's prices on her line. Like, is that something that could be done? Or,
well, that's a hard one because I don't know if defamation, per what the black letter law says, right, would fit in this category, because I don't think any of them knew, and we probably still will never know
the real
whether
story.
Or not she actually slept with what's his name?
She said she kissed him. Tristan?
Tristan. We're never going to find out if they didn't sleep together, right? So I don't think in that case defamation would be the right way, because there's other avenues they could go. I think she could talk about what we've talked about before. Hopefully she had a business agreement in place and everything was in writing. And so when she goes in, she being Kylie, goes in and slashes all her prices to do a fire sale real quick. Hopefully she had something in place that said, fire sale or no fire sale, give me my money and let me be good for the rest of my life.
Well, that's working under the assumption that she was her business partner.
Yeah, I'm thinking that was her employee. That's what I say. And she was like, oh, you're my employee, however, comma, you know, this is my best friend. I'm going to throw a couple of your stuff on my line right. to help out.
But I'm going to throw you some important. Change.
Yeah. I mean, I hope she had something. I hope she had something in place. I hope she wasn't trusting that she wouldn't fall to the wayside like so many other friends of the Kardashians has fall to the wayside.
Well, she's doing good. She got a lot. She got picked up after she did that red table talk with Jada Pinkett. Jordan out there living her best life. Her mom became her manager, and she overseas, and she got a lot of endorsements. So this actually helped her.
It actually worked itself out.
It helped her.
Okay, so let me finish about defamation, though.
Okay.
For the people. Okay.
For the people.
So you have to be fully aware that the statements are false to start the defamation lawsuit,
right.
Okay? Two types. You have slander, which is statements that are spoken. So, Sam, you're a hooker. You're a bad person.
Why right? I gotta be?
I don't know. I looked at you.
Okay.
Okay. Now I know that's false. I know that you're an upstanding citizen. So
that stretch can be upstanding citizen.
That stretch it.
Just saying.
Sam, you have stolen funds from your law firm.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's a lie. Chad.
Okay.
You a hooker and you stealing funds.
There you go.
That's so a lie from the pits of hell.
You could start the process of a defamation. Then there's libel, which is if it's written. So if it's on something on social media, you can start the process of a defamation lawsuit. But in Texas, you really need actual malice. And all malice says is that the defendant, the person who you're about to go sue, right, had full knowledge that this was false. So I just put out there for the world to know that you stole from your law firm. I fully know that you have not stolen anything from your law firm.
Yeah.
You could go call up a nice attorney and come after me, right? Please don't.
So you a hooker and you just stole from your law firm and we put it all on Instagram and social media.
This was a hypothetical.
If I'm stealing from my law firm and I'm a hooker, I must not be very good as a hooker. Jesus Christ.
I know. That hypothetical, but that's how you would start the process of bringing a lawsuit. Defamation lawsuits are... there's no insurance behind it, so whoever you're going after, hopefully they have some assets, right?
They have
because
a coin. Yeah.
If they don't.
So don't be out there suing anybody because everybody right. don't have a coin. They could be judgment proof, right. meaning they don't have anything.
Yeah.
Right. That's
so
why
you're just
you need,
wasting it away.
You know who I'm wondering? I'm wondering why 50 Cent has never been sued for defamation.
I want to know that too. That might be the next topic on him because he be going in on these people.
I mean,
especially with the whole Tierra Marie thing.
Yeah.
She filed a suit against him. She lost though. But
she lost and she owes him money.
Yeah.
And then this weekend he was after Jamie Long.
Oh, see.
You don't think he has to write some checks in the background?
Or he's already wrote some checks?
I don't know. But I don't want him on my bad side. Let's stop talking about him.
Before he listen to us.
I know. He listen to us.
Well, we might get some followers, though.
No, and then he going to charge us. He going to be like, we owe him money for saying his name.
I didn't say anything, 50 Cent.
Ooh.
I love Power. I think it's a great show.
I'm sorry, Curtis. I wasn't using your trademarked
name. Thank you, ladies, as always. This was a great conversation about what about your friends?
Was it going to be around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully you got some little legal tidbits from it, basically understand your type of friendship. If you want to go to business with your friends, know what to look forward to. Put everything to pen and paper. And if you want to dissolve a business, you know, go to your local Secretary of State. It tells you how to start a business. It tells you how to dissolve a business the proper way. If you're in Texas, you can go to the Texas Secretary of State. It has all that great information. Tells you how to file and how much the filing fees. And if you and your friend just have a big falling out, it's not working out, and y'all slandering and defaming each other and lying on social media or whatever, you can file a defamation suit or a slander. However, do not bring frivolous lawsuits. Make sure it's legit sue somebody with a coin because not everybody can be sued. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at NoFurtherQ. Follow us at Twitter at NFQPod. Follow us on Facebook at No Further Questions. And make sure you subscribe to iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that fun stuff. And catch us next time. And I'm Brandy. You can follow me at Brand_Janae on Instagram.
I'm Taria Hutchinson, because I didn't say my last name up front. Following me at Simply Being T.
And I'm Sam Frazier. Don't follow me.
Thank you, and catch us next time. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.